Good morning. Welcome to our program. Paul the Apostle wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 21 and 22, "Test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil." Now suppose you had to spend a year somewhere in Africa and there was no bottled water. Someone told you that the water there is generally pure, but occasionally impurities can get into the water and can cause some serious illness. They said that there have been a few fatalities as a result of people drinking the water. But here is an instrument by which you can test the water before you drink it. Now let me ask you, would you take your chances or would you apply the test? What would you do? Now Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit here in 1 Thessalonians 5, tells us to test all things. Now, he's not talking about testing for impurities in water or in food or in physical things, but he's talking about testing doctrines, ideas, philosophies, practices, behaviors, because he says, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. He's not talking about things that will make us sick physically, but things that will make us sick spiritually. Since there are teachings out there that can make us sick spiritually, we need to test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. There are some lessons that we can learn from this biblical text that I want us to look at today, and we're glad that you're with us. Well, first of all, this passage implies that there is good and there is evil. You know, in our day and time, there are those who will tell us that there is no such thing as absolute truth. They say what is truth for you may not be truth for me. What is good for me may be evil for you, and what is evil for me may be good for you. You know, this kind of thinking has permeated our society. This kind of thinking has influenced some even within the church. Some within the church are hesitant to say anything is wrong. Their thinking is, well, we don't want to be judgmental. But if there's no good and evil, if there's no right and wrong, then this passage makes no sense. How can you hold fast what is good and abstain from every form of evil if we can't determine what is good and evil? This passage clearly implies that there is good and there is evil. And this passage is also telling us that we have a responsibility to determine what is good and what is evil. This is what it means when it says, test all things. We must judge what is good and what is evil. And also, this passage implies that there is a standard by which we can determine whether a thing is good or evil. You see, he says, test all things. To test something, you have to have a standard by which the test is made. Here's a banker who wants to test if a $100 bill is a counterfeit or real. Well, there has to be a standard by which he can make the test. Well, the standard that God has given us by which we determine if something is good or evil is His Word, the Bible. Jesus said when praying to the Father, "Sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth." John 17, verse 17. God's word is truth. Jesus promised the apostles in John 16, verse 13, that the Holy Spirit would come and guide them into all truth. Well, this promise was fulfilled. The Holy Spirit did come, and the Holy Spirit made known the all truth promised by Jesus. Peter says in 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, that the divine power of God is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Well, how do I test what is good and what is evil? Well, by the Word of God that was revealed and has been preserved in Scripture. John the Apostle wrote in 1 John 4 and verse 1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Well, how does one test the spirits to determine if one is a false teacher or a truth teacher? Well, look at verse 6. John says, "We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Now, John was an apostle, and he and the other apostles and prophets were of God. They spoke and wrote by the Spirit of God. What they wrote were the very words of God. Well, that's what we have in the Bible. And John says here, he who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. In other words, those who comply with the words of the apostles and prophets, the Bible, then they are of God. And those who do not comply with that word are not of God. John says, by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You know, we test whether something is good or evil, or whether it is truth or error, by comparing it with what the Bible teaches. If it is what the Bible teaches, it is truth. If it is not what the Bible teaches, it is error. If the Bible declares something to be evil, it is evil. If the Bible says it is good, then it is good. And so the standard by which we test all things is the Word of God, the Bible. And also this implies that there are some things that are not the standard by which we administer the test. First of all, the standard is not my own subjective thinking. It is not what seems to me to be good or evil. It is what the Bible says is good or evil. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Jeremiah 10 verse 23 says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." So we cannot be directed by what seems right to us. And also the standard is not the so-called experts of the day. You know, there are some categories of people that are almost thought of as infallible, such as medical doctors or college professors or scientists, psychologists. These are viewed as objective in their thinking, always basing their conclusions on facts, while religionists are viewed as subjective in their thinking, basing their conclusions on their emotions. And so we begin to put more confidence in what the experts say than we do on what we know the Word of God says. Well, the experts can be wrong. You know, it's interesting that what the experts tell us today is not what they told us 30 years ago. In many areas, they have changed what they think is the right thing to do. And 30 years from now, they will no doubt be saying something different from today in some of these areas. You see, the so-called experts are not our standard. This standard is constantly changing. But the Bible, the Word of God, does not change. Paul says in Colossians 2 and verse 8, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." And also, the standard is not what the world stands for. The world stands for anything. Homosexual practices, abortion, divorce and remarriage for just any cause, premarital sexual relations, drunkenness, as long as you have a designated driver. And before you know it, we're influenced by it and we begin to think as they think. But the Word of God says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12 and verse 2. And so the standard by which we administer the test is not my own subjective thinking. It's not what the so-called experts say, and it's not what the world stands for. The standard is the unmovable foundation, that unchangeable Word of God. And so this passage, "Test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil," implies that there is good and evil. It tells us that we have the responsibility to determine good and evil, and that there is a standard by which we can determine if a thing is good or evil. And that standard is the Word of God, the Bible. But this passage also implies that there are several forms of evil. Paul says, "Abstain from every form of evil." Well, what are some forms of evil from which we are to abstain? Well, there are immoral practices, such as unfaithfulness to one's mate, called adultery, casual sex among the unmarried, looking at pornography, homosexuality, gambling, drinking and drunkenness, immodesty, lying and stealing. All of these are evil. Another form of evil is bad attitudes. You know, it's possible for one in the church to be morally sound, but have bad attitudes. He may have a critical, fault-finding attitude. He may be harboring ill will toward another. There may be jealousy or envy in the heart. Well, is not this evil? James says in James chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." Another form of evil is false teaching. Is not this an evil? You know, much of the warning and condemnation given in Scripture is directed toward false teaching and false teachers. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 15, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Peter wrote in 2 Peter 2 and verse 1, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction." You know, imagine someone preaching from a pulpit each Sunday in order to tell people how to go to heaven, but instead he is corrupting the Word of God and actually by his teaching will lead people to hell. Is not that an evil? You know, we need to wake up to the fact that it doesn't matter how nice a preacher is, or how great a personality he has, or it doesn't matter how good he has been to some relative of mine, or how good a prayer he may lead. If he is misleading people by his false teaching and leading people away from God, then that is evil. And this is the reason that we need to be so cautious in our handling of the Word of God and make sure that we teach the truth. It is also equally important that we test the spirits, whether they are of God, and not allow false teachers to have their influence among us. False teaching is evil. Well, Paul says here in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 21 and 22, "Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil." As a result of the test by the Word of God, you find what is good. Well, Paul says, hold fast to it. I think of someone drowning in a lake. He can't swim. He can't save himself. And someone throws him a lifesaver and tells him to grab a hold. Can you imagine the tenacity by which he would hold fast to that which would save his life? Well, this is how we are to hold fast that which is good. When you learn what is good, hold fast to it. When you learn what is evil, then abstain from it. Abstain from every form of evil. Paul says in Romans 12 and verse 9, "Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good." If it is evil, abhor it, meaning utterly detest it. If it is good, cling to it, meaning stick to it like glue. Well, these passages are telling us there is good and there is evil, and we can know what is good and evil by a study of God's Word, the Bible. But Paul says, test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you have a Bible question that you would like for us to address on this program, or if you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcast, then we would like to hear from you. There are three ways that you may send in your questions or make your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.